when I went and started speaking to the staff following the work that Gareth was doing, the staff were, they were really upset that they couldn't get this lady's personal care done. They were taking it personal. They were feeling as though they were failing her. And I think what was really good when I spoke to the staff in this home, they felt empowered to make the decisions. They were the ones working with her every day and they were giving that back. So they started looking at things. The first thing they thought of was, is she scared of the shower? Is there maybe been something in her background that nobody kind of knows about? So they'd done a desensitisation. So they were taking her into the shower rooms and the bathrooms, not to do any personal care. They would maybe clean it up, or they would listen to music or do different things like that. They seen a small difference, but nothing too major. They then looked at same staff providing the personal care to see if building those relationships up would work. And again, that did have a good impact for this particular resident. But again, the care assistant that was leading this, it was her that picked it up. She went on holiday. When she came back from holiday, reviewed her charts, and she realised that when she was off, the amount of time she was accepting personal care had went down again. So what else was going on? And she identified that actually we can't have the same people because they're not always going to be around. So what else can we do? So again, they looked at male and female staff. So they looked at female only, male only. They found it wasn't making much of a difference. And then one day she needed support, and there was another staff member there, male staff, who was round about the same height as her, delivered care, and she accepted it. So they thought, well, it's not male and female. And again, later on, somebody provided care and they were taller than her and she wouldn't accept. So the staff on the floor started thinking, we think this is height. We think it's when people are taller than her, she's getting intimidated. So they tried then for the next week of people at the same height, different male, female, different times a day. And they found that was the nugget. That was the why. It was that height for her. And the excitement on their face when they seen it was just absolutely immense, because they'd worked through the process, they'd got to the root of it for her, they'd made her settle during personal care, she was now enjoying it, she was going for a shower, she was going for a bath. And when you go in now, I think you've seen the shock in my face, David, when we were in the home doing something else and I went out the room and came back in and she was sitting down talking to you. This is a lady that I know really well. And I've never seen her doing that. I've never seen her sitting down. Personal care is anything that we need to do to support the person. So washing and dressing, it could be going to the toilet, brushing teeth, showers, all of that type of stuff. And it tends to be where we see most stress and distress coming. And when you look at that, if you look at it from a human point of view, how many of us would like support for the most intimate care that we need? So it's that part of care that people need the most, but they don't want it the most. And somebody living with a diagnosis of dementia can't understand that they need it the most. So it's often where we see people experiencing stress and distress the most and resulting in medication getting used.